How can I help you today, Mr. Carpenter?
Well, I need to rent a donkey.
A thousand apologies, but as you can see, I have no donkeys.
Yes, God can provide. Lift up your hands and pray. God can provide, it's true. When you're in His will, He's sure to make a way. So thank the Lord, He will provide for you.
Meanwhile, around town, the phrase, God must want Mary to walk to Bethlehem, began to be used commonly when things didn't work out as planned. I did not make that up. All right, I did. But it was just a little joke. Tell them about us? Okay. Yes, I'm an orphan girl, a little orphan girl. I've got a lot of nothing to hide. I've got to say, life is okay. I have the Lord on my side. Who said that?
Donkey.
Donkey? That's silly. Donkeys can't talk.
Tell that to Balaam.
Wait a minute. You're not a donkey. You're a camel.
We're the Fix-It Guys.
No, if your stuff is broken, just go ahead and call the Fix-It Guys.
That's us.
I'm starting to hyperventilate, Earl.
No, don't hyperventilate, Luther. You know what'll happen if you hyperventilate.
Hey, mister.
Can't talk now, lady. My partner is starting to hyperventilate.
Ordinarily, I'd have rooms available, but the census has sort of forced a lot of usually sensible people to stay in Bethlehem.
Oh, Philip, you heard it from me.
How can that be?
Heard it from me. Please don't take it personally, but there's no room for you here.
If we just knew of a place where they could stay warm and dry.
Hey, you know what? I saw a place like that on my way back to the kitchen.
I'm pretty sure the innkeeper said that she didn't have any more rooms.
It wasn't a room exactly.
Our God is strong and able. His will is His to do. And in His plan, there may be a job we each can do. But the thing that I keep thinking about is that even though I'm not very big, and neither of us are important, God chose us to have a part in His plan.